With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Crews continue battling a number of wildfires on both coasts. Here's correspondent Jennifer King with the latest.
In California, thousands of Ventura County residents remain under evacuation orders. CAL FIRE says the mountain fire has destroyed over 192 structures and is about 42% contained.
Crews are in and around the structures, patrolling, mopping up 300 feet in.
Clint Swenson is an operations section chief.
They're putting water bars in, and they're bringing those dozer lines back to their natural state.
Crews there are welcoming higher humidity, but gusty Santa Ana winds continue to be a challenge. A quarter inch of rain helped a little, with numerous fires burning in northern New Jersey and southern New York, but the lack of rainfall since September means the duff beneath the leaf litter is bone dry. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, the FAA suspending U.S. flights to Haiti, at least for a month.
The Federal Aviation Administration is stopping U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti after gangs shot at a Spirit Airlines flight. The rule is in place for 30 days. Bullets hit the plane as it was about to land in Haiti's capital of Port-au-Prince. Gunshots injured one flight attendant. It's part of a wave of violence in Haiti after the country swore in its new prime minister. The United Nations said it'll suspend flights, limiting the flow of humanitarian aid and personnel into the country. I'm Haya Panjwani.
President-elect Donald Trump making a victor's return to Washington later Wednesday morning as President Biden will welcome him to the White House for a visit, part of the traditional peaceful handoff of power. Mr. Trump also plans to meet with Republicans near the Capitol as they continue to focus on his day one priorities following the GOP sweep of power in D.C. This is SRN News. Well, Colorado's conversion therapy ban is being challenged.
The state has a law that bars licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. But Counselor Katie Child says the measure violates her religious freedom and freedom of speech, and she's going to court. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Childs, and spokesman Cody Barnett says, quote, "The government has no business censoring private conversations between clients and counselors." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life leaders say they hope that some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Donald Trump makes his official return to the White House in January. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden team could also be repealed. Pro-life list says President Trump's first-term pro-life accomplishments are the baseline for his second term. This is SRN News. We have new details now on a weekend campus shooting incident in Alabama.
A man jailed after a shooting at Tuskegee University says he fired his gun but didn't shoot anyone. That's according to a newly unsealed federal complaint. The shooting on the campus left one man dead and at least 16 others injured. The man faces a federal charge of having a machine gun but has not been accused of shooting anyone. The complaint says the man told agents he had come to campus looking for a party when the shooting started. A dozen of the victims were hit by gunfire and the others were injured as they tried to escape. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Amtrak service in parts of the northeastern United States disrupted when a fire broke out near a train route in New York City. Amtrak saying initial reports had indicated a brush fire stemming from a transformer at an Amtrak substation caused power losses for trains in the area. More details at SRNnews.com.